AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden went to Smith Flooring near Philadelphia today. He says small businesses like these will get more out of his coronavirus economic relief bill compared to the original relief bill.
You go to a big bank, they'd say, do you have an account with us? Do you borrow money from us? Do you have a credit card from us? They didn't want to deal with people who were on the short side. But you've really made it work, and I think you should be aware more help is on the way for real.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says response coordinator Jeff Zients is making progress distributing vaccine.
He announced an increase of vaccine allotments to jurisdictions to over 16 million, including allotments from all three authorized vaccines. When you add that to the doses going out through federal channels, including directly to pharmacies and community health centers, we have over 22 million doses going out the door just this week.
Police say eight people in a pickup truck loaded with immigrants were killed when the vehicle collided with another pickup truck following a police chase near the Texas border city of Del Rio. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation at the border is under control as more children try to come into the country. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The Biden administration is continuing a Trump policy of quickly expelling single adults and families arriving at the border due to the coronavirus pandemic. But it's holding minors in shelters until they can be placed with relatives or sponsors here in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calls the situation at the border difficult.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says Russia and Iran tried to influence last year's election, but there was no evidence any foreign actor changed votes or otherwise disrupted the voting process. Schools will stay closed in Cheyenne, Wyoming tomorrow for a third day because of a blizzard. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 174 points. This is AP News. The Israeli Defense Ministry says it has upgraded its Iron Dome rocket defense system.
The Iron Dome was developed to intercept short-ranged unguided rockets and has shot down some 2,500 incoming projectiles fired from the Gaza Strip since it was deployed a decade ago. Officials say the system is now capable of intercepting missile salvos and drones. The Iron Dome is part of Israel's multi-layered aerial defense system, ranging from systems capable of intercepting rockets fired from short range up to striking long-range missiles outside of the atmosphere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Army Corps of Engineers determined a large earthquake, which is expected to occur again in the Pacific Northwest sooner or later, could cause the spillway gates of a dam in Oregon to buckle, resulting in a potentially catastrophic flood. Hundreds of thousands of people, including those in the capital, Salem, live downstream from the Detroit Dam. Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Most dog food brands don't really want you seeing how their food is made. Just Food for Dogs is the opposite. They actually invite you in. You can walk into any of their kitchens and see real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas being prepared right in front of you. It's real food made in real kitchens. Nothing is hidden behind labels. And that kind of transparency says a lot. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.